This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35 p.m. Uman Ezra here on the evening edition, and Sean Tanis from the news desk joins us in the studio as we take a look at stocks and markets. But this story, Sean, crude palm oil could actually benefit from China's latest move to impose a 25% tariff on soybean imports from the United States. What's the story here?
Yes, the Star Beast actually carried a piece on this today explaining how CPO is seen as a major rival to soybean oil, because in the global edible oil market such as China and India, this is a really big market, and mainly because both oils can be substituted in the food processing industry. So now we have China, the world's largest soybean importer and also the biggest buyer of soybean from the US, but with the 25% tariff, it will reduce the purchase of soybean from the US and create room for palm oil instead.
Right. What is the growth prospect for the Malaysian palm oil market then in China?
China was the third largest export market for Malaysian palm oil last year. The first was India, followed by the European Union. We exported 1.92 million tons to China, which is a 1.9% increase compared to the year earlier. So it's steadily increasing. And according to CIMB Investment Bank, in the midterm, palm oil stands to benefit not just because it's an a substitute to for soybean, but also because it's attractive pricing. So it also believes the new tariff will make U.S. soybean less competitive, and China could also shift its demand for soybean to South American farmers. So so it's not the end for soybean oil, but challenging times for American farmers.
All right, moving on to stocks. Shares of MyEG Services rose today. What's the update there?
Yeah, MyEG Services rose today despite a technical sell by Public Invest Research. Earlier, Public Invest said MyEG's up may be capped by its share price, and it's showing signs of pullback due to profit-taking activities. And earlier, MyEG had signed agreement with Johor Corp to explore the possibility of buying land around the Moa Furniture Park. MyEG closed up 3.97% at RM2.88.
All right, our thanks to Sean Tanis for that market wrap. Stay tuned to the evening edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.